This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
In a culture dominated by political correctness from the left, some views are not allowed to be expressed. The next logical step would be to prevent the news media from even interviewing people holding discredited views. A group called Physicians for Reproductive Health have published an open letter to reporters and news editors. They demand that those in the media never interview pro-life people. They say it is time to stop giving airtime to anti-abortion activists. They reject the idea of covering both sides of any debate. They argue that medicine and science are not up for debate. Healthcare is not a matter of opinion, it is a matter of fact. And the fact is, abortion is not in the realm of theory or belief. Abortion belongs in healthcare, social services, and public health reporting. Kevin Williamson calls this opt-in totalitarianism and provides some counter-arguments. For example, medicine and science are, in fact, up for debate. And we can add that healthcare is often a matter of opinion. When my grandfather doctor gave a diagnosis to a patient, he referred to it as a medical opinion, and he would even suggest a patient get a second opinion. Kevin Williamson adds that the status of abortion is a matter of ethical and political debate, not scientific debate. We can scientifically agree about what happens during an abortion. The debate is whether abortion is morally permissible. This group wants reporters to stop asking questions, but that's the very essence of reporting. To demand that reporters stop asking questions is to demand that journalism cease to exist, that people who work today as reporters give themselves over wholly to propaganda. I hope these reporters and editors decide to ignore this open letter. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.